how far you've come.
Just in time. Hello. My name's Charlie. This is Under Rock. I'm WFO 91.5 Freeform Radio. Yeah. We got a pretty fun one today, actually. I'm kind of excited. There's, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but, first song I'm gonna throw out there, Randy Newman. He's the Toy Story guy as well, or I guess just Pixar generally. But this was a fun song. It's Mr. President, Please Have Pity on the Working Man. And then we'll go from there. So enjoy.
She's a silver. the sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt. Sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. The signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
James, oh, hurry up. Hello? That was James Taylor. I don't know where we're... Okay, I think we're coming through. There we go. Something's... The monkey's happening. That's okay. That was James Taylor. Carolina in my mind. That song and this next one have been the majority of my listening lately. It's been a little stale, but yeah, these two songs though, I think have been the two main fixtures, I think, recently. Which I say I should widen my range, but these are two great songs, so there's nothing wrong with it. Then I'm gonna do a Buddy Holly song, the only Buddy Holly song I know, which I enjoy a lot, and we'll keep it on rolling from there. So yeah. She said the man. Mm-hmm.
things together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America. Silence.
favorite creature, but you didn't have a future walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps.
That was the Kinks. Till the end of the day. Yeah. It's storm season, and power outages and weather-related emergencies are more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat, already stored food already stored in your house. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. I was abroad last semester in London, England. And I took a class on it was music, culture, and film in Africa. And it was really eye-opening, and I enjoyed it a lot. And one of my projects, I did an assignment on South African... I can't remember exactly what it's called anymore. But the choir style that they do there, I knew about it originally from the Paul Simon record, and his work with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. But, you know, doing this project and actually looking at the artists, you know, not through my own music, but the actual artists that are there, and especially Ladysmith Black Mambazo, it was really cool to see the original stuff and the history of it and all of that. So I'm going to play one of their songs next. This is Abazali, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Enjoy.
Abazali bameka
isawashiyaki
sawashiye makaya
hlala ngkumbula mina
ngkumbula abazali bameka
isawashiyaki
sawashiye makaya Ubatina sejabulo masimbona nesaphila Ubatina sejabulo masimbona nesaphila Ubatina
sejabulo
inganezenu esiphume kakasini Ubatina sejabulo masimbona nesaphila Ubatina sejabulo
masimbona nesaphila
Ubatina
sejabulo mama
inganezenu esiphume kakasini
Uthi wabonani wena
Kabi kabi
Vena
siswe shalendi
Wabonane
Uyothi wabonani Wabona isintombi zidlala umqashiyo
Uthi wabonani wena
Kabi kabi
Vena
siswe shalendi
Wabonane
Uyothi wabonani Wabona isintombi sidlala umqashiyo
uyothi wabonani
uyothi wabonani
wabona
isintombi sidlala umqashiyo
uyothi wabonani
uyothi wabonani
emhlabeni bo
wabona isintombi sidlala
umqashiyo
uyothi wabonani
uyothi kavimena
wabona Isintombi sidlala umqashiyo
chalala
chalala la la
la la
chalala chalala la la la
la la la la
chalala la
la la la la la la
chalala chalala la la la
uyothi wabonani
uyothi wabonani
emhlabeni
wabona isintombi sidlala umqashini
iyothi
wabona
wena
wabona isintombi sidlala umqashini
ay kanyisa nkosi
kanyisa nkosi wela kithi mnambithi.
My name is Joe Roberts. I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out of Burnville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, as honest as I could. I got a brother named Frankie. Frankie ain't no good. Now ever since we was young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But when it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as a band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streamed like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, well he just ain't no good. Well, Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm to firm, settled down, took Maria for my wife. But then wheat prices kept on dropping, till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68, and me, I took this job. Yeah, we're laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's straight, teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, the night was like any other, but I got a call about 8:45. There was trouble in out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table, and it was Frankie said. Well, I went out and I jumped in my car, then I hit the lights. Well, I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. It was out at the crossroads down round Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with a high plate, behind the wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. I pulled over the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. Me and Frankie laughing and drinking, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Marie as the band plays Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streams like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, well, he just ain't no good.
Bruce Springsteen. I still haven't seen the new movie yet. I think I should, probably. I'm going to take a little detour to what I was going to do. Because I talked, I think, a few weeks ago, I was talking about Leonard Cohen and how I don't listen / respect him enough. And there's this Leonard Cohen vinyl sitting here in the studio just staring me down. So I'm going to put that on for the rest of the show and really try and put myself into it. I don't actually know. Suzanne is first. I think I know that one. So, but you'll hear a couple. So yeah, enjoy.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always travel with her. And you want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Record. I'm gonna try and. How bad is it? Okay, it's getting a little better, so I'll let it play through. But I might flip it if it gets too much.
Well, at least that's what you said. And now do you come back to bring your prisoner? You met him at some temple where they take your clothes at the door. He was just an umberless man in a chair, just come back from the war. And you wrap up his tired face in your hair, and he hands you the apple core. Then he touches your lips, now so suddenly bare of all the kisses some time before. And he gave you a German shepherd to walk with a collar of leather and nails. And he never once made you explain or talk about all of the little details, such as who had. Love is a secret all over the block, and it never stops, not even when your master fails. And he took you up in his aeroplane, which he flew without any hands, and you cruised above the ribbons of rain that drove the crowd from the stands. Then he killed the lights in a lonely lane, and an ape with angel glands erased the final wisps of pain with the music of rubber band. And now I hear your master sing, you kneel for him to come. His body is a golden string that your body is hanging from. His body is a golden string. My body has grown numb. Oh, now you hear your master sing. Your shirt is all undone. Will you kneel beside this bed that you polished so long ago, before your master chose instead to make my bed of snow? Your eyes are wild and your knuckles are red, and you're speaking far too low. No, I can't make out what your master said before he made you go. And I think you're playing far too rough for a lady who's been to the moon. I've lain by this window long enough. You get used to an empty room, and your love is some dust in an old man's cup who is tapping his foot to a tune. And your thighs are ruined, you want too much. Let's say you came back sometime too soon. I loved your master perfectly. I taught him all that he knew. He was starving in some deep mystery, like a man who is sure what is true. And I sent you to him with my guarantee I could teach him something new. And I taught him how you would long for me, no matter what he said. I believe that you heard your master sing while I was sick in bed. I'm sure that he told you everything. I must keep locked away in my head. Your master took you traveling. Well, at least that's what you said. Now do you come back to bring your prisoner wine and bread?
That was fun. Yeah, a little too crackly. But I got two songs off. I think that's pretty good. we're gonna move back to some stuff on the computer. So this is Van Morrison.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like jelly roll. And it stung me. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung me. And the rain let up and the sun came up. And we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly passed us by. So he jumped right in the driver grin, and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim, and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like jelly roll. Yeah, that stung me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yeah, that stung. Thank you.
but our throats were getting dry. Then we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great, great gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Jetted myself from the mountain stream, yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like Chili Road, and it stung me, yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like going home, yet it stung.
Yeah. Just about done. This is my show. I'm Charlie. Under a Rock. This is my show. And this is WFO in Medford. 91.5. Tufts Radio. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could play another song, but I don't really have another song, so I'm going to end it here. But it was great. Be back again, as always. In and out every week. It's routine now. But yeah. So stay tuned. I'll keep it groovy. All right, see you later.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No. No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Keep us together.